Exclusive: Migrants continue breach of El Paso border barriers after March attack on Texas Guardsmen. By Randy Clark on April 3, 2024. According to a source within the Texas National Guard, migrants continue to breach border barriers erected by the state to keep migrants from reaching Border Patrol agents to gain release into the United States. The senior-level source tells Breitbart Texas that the border barriers consisting of concertina wire and no-climb fence are cut between 75 and 100 times daily. On average, the source says more than 150 migrants manage to breach the cut wire and fencing each and every day. Once on the north side of Texas-built barriers, the migrants surrender to Border Patrol agents to claim asylum and win a quick release into the United States as their cases drag on for years in overburdened immigration courts nationwide. The source, currently on deployment to El Paso, says the soldiers make every effort to deny and prevent the migrants from entering the United States and reaching the Border Patrol. In the end, most do, the source bemoaned. DPS arrests more than 200 illegal immigrants for state crimes in El Paso. Link: hashtag dpspic.twitter.com/28cn, LIHP. TXDPS, West Texas Region, at TXPS West, April 3, 2024. The Guardsman, who is not authorized to speak to the media, says the human smugglers and migrants are cutting the fence and concertina wire nightly as if it were butter. Repairs are made daily, and additional layers are added occasionally, but the repairs seem to offer little deterrent to the hundreds of migrants seeking to gain entry each day. In March, more than 400 migrants rushed past Texas Army National Guard soldiers, attempting to hold them back at an area known as Gate 36 near the heart of downtown El Paso, Breitbart Texas reported. The Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, confirmed the arrests of 214 migrants on state rioting charges in connection with the March 21 incident. According to Texas DPS, the group had been in federal custody for illegal entry and have since been rebooked on state rioting charges, a Class B misdemeanor. This is the moment when TX National Guard became overrun by migrants rioting to get across the border here in El Paso today. We were there and saw it all happen. Absolute chaos here. pic.twitter.com/vn6kf663e. Jenny Tarr, at Jenny is Tarr, March 21, 2024. As reported by Breitbart Texas, many of the migrants were ordered released on their own recognizance by a Texas judge who accused the El Paso District Attorney's Office of not being prepared for detention hearings. Those ordered released by presiding magistrate Judge Humberto Acosta will be held until they can be taken into custody by U.S. Immigration Customs and Enforcement, ICE. Hundreds of migrants were pushed south of the concertina wire in the middle of the night by Texas National Guard. Hours later, they again breached the concertina and made a rush for the border wall in El Paso, Texas. Hashtag border hashtag TexasPic.twitter.com/D4SZIP29BY. J. Omar Ornelas, at Fotornelas, March 21, 2024. Others facing more serious charges remain in custody. 9 migrants are facing felony rioting charges, according to a Texas DPS spokesperson. 7 migrants are currently in custody and have been booked into the El Paso County Jail. 2 others are not in custody and face outstanding arrest warrants. Those migrants facing more serious charges include Junior Evaristo Benitez Martinez, 21, of Venezuela, rioting, felony, criminal mischief and assault public servant. Kaider Jose Zurita Aponte, 21, of Venezuela, rioting, felony, criminal mischief and assault public servant. Gregory Jose Guilarte Acosta, 18, of Venezuela, rioting, felony, criminal mischief and assault public servant. Omar Alejandro Graterol Colmenares, 27, Venezuela, rioting, felony, criminal mischief and assault public servant. Joshua Fernando Garcia Juarez, 18, of Guatemala, rioting, felony. Luis Jesus Chacon, 27, of Venezuela, rioting, felony. Martin Elias Villas Cedeño, 46, of Ecuador, rioting, felony. The 2 others are wanted for felony rioting, and warrants have been issued. Juan Jose Colorado Gutierrez, 34, of Venezuela, warrant issued, rioting, felony, criminal mischief, and assault public servant. Gabriel Enrique Ungarita Carrasquero, 22, of Venezuela, warrant issued. Rioting, felony, criminal mischief and assault public servant. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.